T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, we're just talking the Chiefs-Ravens. Lamar Jackson has a big struggle bus, as did the whole team. The Chiefs looking fantastic last night, winning 34-20. Gabby DePaola covers the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan over there in Baltimore, and she joins us now on Twitter at Gabby DePaola. Give her a follow. Gabby, thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland. I want to start. The elephant in the room is Lamar Jackson. He's the biggest question mark for a lot of people who are skeptical of what Baltimore can or cannot do. Didn't have a good showing, 3.5 yards per attempt, 97 passing yards. What did you make of what we saw from Lamar Jackson, and are the critics laughing today?
Yeah, I think everyone's is definitely salty about Lamar right now. I really don't think we should really be quick to judge. Lamar's really good at adjusting and making those adjustments for the next game, which we saw last year when they lost 2 games in a row and the offense and the defense made a ton of adjustments and they started winning games by multiple scores. So I think I think it was just a bad game plan. I really don't think they came into it practicing it the way that they did originally. They didn't run the ball. They didn't stick to what they used to be doing. So that's what everyone's been saying. Talk to the other media members. They all said the same thing. They didn't stick to what the Ravens are really good at, and that's running the ball.
But where's the fear? I think Lamar Jackson had a quote last night after the game saying that Kansas City is their kryptonite. They haven't been able to beat them. And Kansas City is a lot of people's kryptonite. They just won the darn Super Bowl. But just where's the fear there if you get into a playoff picture? And I think most people still view Baltimore and Kansas City as two of, if not the two best teams in the AFC, that you can't quite solve that equation of beating the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. But I also think, it was a close game in the beginning of the first half, score-wise, right? I mean, you could tell that Kansas City was obviously playing way better than the Ravens, but they kept the score kind of close. And then in the fourth quarter, they kind of kept it close too, and the Ravens just completely lost it. The defense was gassed. They didn't get their offensive touchdown to the fourth quarter by Nick Boyle. So I really think if the Ravens play again, and I think play the Chiefs again, in which they might in the AFC Championship, in the playoffs, they might see them again, I think it will be a better score and a closer game.
Yeah, Gabby DePaola is our guest here. 105.7, The Fan covers the Ravens. Give her a follow on Twitter at Gabby DePaola. Now, let me ask you about that game plan, because you can point at individuals and say, oh, that guy didn't play well, the defense didn't play. What was the idea or the thinking behind not running the football? I mean, as you mentioned, that's the bread and butter, right? Do you think maybe they just overthought this matchup? This is such a big game. Everybody looked at this on the schedule, got excited for it. It's a 3-point favorite, and the Chiefs come out and just thump them. Do you think they got a little over their skis on their game plan and getting away from the run there?
You guys remember the Titans game, right? The playoffs? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it was last night. It was pretty much the same game plan that they did against the Titans. I mean, they really left what they didn't do what the Ravens are known for, and they're known for running the ball. The first drive of the game, they did run the ball a couple times, and they were getting downfield, but they settled for a field goal. And, I mean, that's just not what the Ravens are. Lamar's really dead on getting a touchdown. He does not like settling for field goals. So I think, you know, even with the defense, like, they blitz so much that Patrick Mahomes really took advantage of it, because they were one-on-ones. It was man coverage, so he took complete advantage of it. Mm-hmm. He saw guys like Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in the middle where they were wide open, and they were able to run their routes and score touchdowns and get yardage. It was just, they really just left everything, what the Ravens are good at, off the field. It didn't look like the Ravens to me.
Yeah. Gabby DePaola does a great job covering the Ravens for 105.7 in Baltimore, our sister station over there. Gabby, thanks for hopping on with us. She says, just give Lamar some time. He adjusts. Their next three games are easily winnable with their roster. And maybe they can get three in a row building again. And we see the Kansas City Baltimore game again in the postseason. Thanks for coming on with us, Gabby. We appreciate the time.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there we go. Now let's go to Nashville. This is a big story. The Tennessee Titans had a mini COVID outbreak. Apparently, the Minnesota Vikings are also going contact tracing. The Vikings, as of now, are saying nobody has tested positive. David Beauclair covers the Tennessee Titans for Sports Illustrated over there in Nashville. He's one of our favorites. And right now, the game is in flux this weekend against the Steelers. David, what do we know about COVID and what's going on with the Tennessee Titans?
Well, this is one of those things that it looks like there's a decent chance this is going to get worse. It started out Saturday morning. One of their assistant coaches, Shane Bowen, who is in charge of outside linebackers and is their play caller on defense on game days, he was told he had tested positive, was not allowed to make the trip with the team to Minneapolis. So they adjusted, made it through that game without him, won it 31-30, and then apparently the latest round of test results came in this morning. There are five staff members and three players who have tested positive, and which makes you think that maybe even more positive tests are coming as this thing continues to spread a little bit.
I saw a quote from Mike Vrabel saying that, like, no excuses, we're going to play on Sunday. Is that something that seems realistic in your mind, even if they're unable to practice for a large portion of the week with the number of guys going down with COVID?
Yeah, it doesn't seem likely to me. It doesn't seem fair to me. I mean, the reports as we know them right now is that the Titans have been told no in-person activities before Saturday. So, you know, this is a game Sunday that, you know, this is 2-3-0 teams. This is two teams that have gotten off to really good starts, and this is a big game. And, you know, are you going to be able to tell one team that, you know, you go ahead and play this game, even though you didn't practice all week? That seems like a pretty big ask to me, but, you know, Mike Vrabel's comments, that's typical Mike Vrabel. He has been, you know, in the two plus years he has been in charge of the Titans, they have done as good a job as any team I've ever seen in terms of dealing with and overcoming injuries and things like that come up. But this is just a whole different situation, and you know, so but until he's told otherwise, I'm sure that is exactly the stance he's going to take.
Yeah, David Beauclair is our guest here on the Daily Ticker. As the Tennessee Titans have some COVID that they're worrying about now, they're quarantining, they are not allowed in the facility, and their game against Pittsburgh is kind of up in the air. You can find David on Twitter at Beauclair Sports. Give him a follow. He is great and dialed in with the Tennessee Titans. Now let me ask you, let's say they get to the point, I believe it's Saturday, they don't clear, they can't play that game. This might be a stupid question, so apologies for asking one, but no. I don't recall. What happens with that game? Do you just reschedule it for a Monday, a Tuesday? Do you have to wait a certain time? Do you play it at the back end? Do you know what the procedure is if they can't end up playing that on Sunday?
Well, the league has, it's my understanding that the league will look at, you know, bye weeks and try to adjust schedules if possible. But among the many things that were put into place for this year, in addition to the testing protocols and the, you know, the sideline rules and everything else that was put in place to deal with COVID, it was specifically written that the division winners will be determined by winning percentage. So they are prepared, as far as I can tell, for the possibility that not every team is going to play 16 games this year, and it's highly likely that this one might not happen at all, and possibly the one after that as well, which is another big game against another 3-0 team, by the way, Buffalo. So if you look at it that way, it could work in the Titans' favor. You know, say they miss these two games against these two good teams. They only play 14 games. They end up 11-3 or something, and whatever that winning percentage would be, that would be it actually could work in their favor given the timing of all this.
That's an interesting point. Maybe teams will start doing that as the year goes on. You get to a good win loss record, you got a tough stretch of schedule coming up. Yeah, we're gonna not play.
Everybody's
these games,
playing
you know?
16. The Titans are playing 14.
Percentage are gonna be great, man. One other question, and I think this is something we're all gonna eventually learn about, but I just haven't paid attention to it because the NFL hasn't dealt with it yet. What's the number of players that is needed in order to have the game take place? I know they got a couple of guys down. We're waiting to see how the testing goes in the coming days. But what's that like low watermark total that they have to have in order to get this game in?
Well, you have 47, up to 47 on the game day roster this year, again, because teams are allowed to carry an extra offensive lineman on game day. The practice squads were expanded from 10 to 16 players this year, and you can designate two of those guys as under normal circumstances to the active roster on game day. So you've got the 53 man active roster. You've got 69 total with the practice squad guys. As long as you have 45, 46, I think you're good to go.
Okay.
So, the Titans are not at critical mass in terms of the numbers of guys who are going to be out right now. Again, it's only three players. Plus they have a fourth one who is, their rookie right tackle, Isaiah Wilson, has been on the COVID reserve list since September 6th. And the expectation was that he was going to be coming off that list this week. So, they might have an extra guy available right away to fill in now. So we'll see what happens with that.
There we go. Great stuff. The Titans have a COVID outbreak. Their game against Pittsburgh is really up in the air for this week. David Beauclair does a great job covering the Tennessee Titans for Sports Illustrated. You can find him on Twitter at Beauclair Sports. He is one of our favorites and our go-to for Tennessee Titan-related stuff. David, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, my man. You're all over it, and we'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure, boys. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.